Hollywood celebs mourn Elizabeth Warren ending her campaign, "I Am Grieving," by David Ng on March 5, 2020. Hollywood stars who endorsed Elizabeth Warren for president were in a state of mourning Thursday when the Democratic candidate announced that she would be ending her bid for the White House, citing misogyny and noting that they now have to choose between two male candidates aged 77 and 78. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, had amassed an enviable list of celebrity endorsements during her run for the Democratic nomination, including actress Ashley Judd, who even joined the candidate on the campaign trail. "I am grieving," Judd tweeted shortly after news broke about Warren quitting the race. The actress also declared that she is still a hashtag Warren Democrat. Actor Ben Stiller saw Warren's expert as leaving the field full of older white men. Actor Jeffrey Wright will sorely miss Warren's presence. Actress Bette Midler asked, "Why do smart women freak Americans out so bad?" Actor-comedian Patton Oswalt sarcastically tweeted that Democrats now get to choose amongst a dynamic field of cranky septuagenarian dudes. Actress Piper Perabo tweeted that her heart is broken over Warren's exit. The Wire creator David Simon is now set to support Bernie Sanders after Warren's departure. Conan sidekick Andy Richter said that misogyny was one of the reasons that Warren's campaign ultimately failed. Veep and Better Things actor Diedrich Bader tweeted that he was devastated by Warren's decision to quit the race, while suggesting that misogyny played a role. Actress Amber Tamblyn thanked Warren for changing my life forever and for being angry for us. She also thanked the candidate for mirroring to your fellow white women how to lead in alliance and in community with black and brown women. The actress didn't mention the fact that Warren claimed for years to be Native American but later admitted that her claims weren't true. Actor-comedian and MADTV alumnus Ike Barinholtz tweeted that Warren isn't done helping this country, adding that Democrats need to come together to elect the candidate who will beat President Donald Trump. He also shifted his allegiance to Bernie Sanders. Singer-actress Janelle Monáe mourned an Elizabeth Warren, Stacey Abrams ticket that will never be. Actress Busy Phillips thanked Warren and encouraged her followers to dream big and fight hard. Actor Billy Baldwin dug deep and expressed his sadness with this brief message. Actress Rosanna Arquette lamented all the old dudes presumably still left running for president and also said, "I voted for Elizabeth Warren. And I will vote for the Democratic candidate whomever that is." For actress Mira Sorvino, "We could perhaps see Warren again but at the bottom of the ticket. Follow David Ng on Twitter @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.